This is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today, we're going to be talking with Emily Williams about the great work of Literacy Connections.
So, Emily Williams, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And tell us, what is Literacy Connections?
So Literacy Connections is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to recruit, train, and support volunteers to provide one-on-one or small group tutoring for people who are functionally illiterate, those who read below the sixth grade reading level, English language learners, and other non-English speakers. And then also, because illiteracy is an intergenerational issue, we have a children's program that we call Book Buddies,
Yay!
Where volunteers go into elementary schools and read with a child for 30 to 45 minutes once a week. And that also includes classroom buddies, where we have volunteers read with an entire class of students, and math buddies, which where we have volunteers that go into the schools and help with math practice as well.
So how big a problem is illiteracy in America? I mean, we've had public education for centuries in this country. And I remember when I was in elementary school, they would say to my parents, oh, he's got a sixth or a seventh grade reading ability at the fourth or fifth grade. Not that I'm a particular genius, but, that was a mark of pride in the family. How big a problem is illiteracy today?
Yeah, so according to the U.S. Department of Education, there are 130 million American adults who read at or below a sixth grade reading level.
Wow.
Don't jump over that figure.
Yeah.
We have 300 million people in the country, so a third of the country can't read above a sixth grade level. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
How did we get there?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I can guess, but a lot of it starts when you're young and you are being taught to read, but don't fully understand the concept, but you get pushed along and along and along and along until you get to a point where you can't read, and you kind of fake it till you make it. And
Say that again, fake it till you make it.
Right.
So you fake it till you make it. So a lot of these adults are really good at pretending that they know how to read, even though they can't.
You have brought back a memory, Emily Williams, of Literacy Connections, of a motion picture that was on television probably 30 years ago with Dennis Weaver, where he played a foreman in a lumberyard. And I remember this like I saw it yesterday, because it was so, so impactful. And he was illiterate. He could not read. He could write, but he couldn't read. If the boss would say, hey, you know, I need this, that, and the other thing, he would make little diagrams on his pad. And then if he went out to dinner with everybody, he would say, gee, I don't know what I want. I'll order last. And he'd hear what everyone else was talking about ordering. He goes, you know, that sounds good. I'll have one of those too, because he couldn't read the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got his illiteracy was finally revealed when they installed computers for the first time in his place of business, and he couldn't handle it.
Oh.
And he went and took lessons in reading, which almost went back to the old Dick and Jane books, like when I was in elementary school. Of course, when I was there, it was stone tablets. So let's say you've got somebody like that who has impacted that severely with illiteracy, as they depicted in the Dennis Weaver picture. And I'm going to look it up during the break and give you the name of that movie, because it's great if you can see it online. How do you go about getting that person into literacy, Emily Williams?
Yeah, so you really start at the beginning. With some people, we go start with the ABCs, because they may not, you know, have go back that far and aren't able to really differentiate between that. Or we start with those low-level readers that are repetitive and have the same words page after page, and just take your time and go at the speed that the student needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might do the same thing week after week after week after week. But eventually they'll learn, as long as they keep coming, they keep trying. May not be a genius the next day, but they can keep practicing, keep reading, and slowly but surely those small steps add up to a lot.
Emily, what you mentioned the term illiterate and then functionally illiterate. Is there a distinction, I guess, between the two?
So functionally illiterate is really, from what I understand, that, you know, you may be able to read or write a little bit, but have that, that sixth grade level is really that cutoff.
Okay.
Those who are fully illiterate aren't able to do it at all. Read or write, yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't matter. They can still be helped, right, by Literacy Connections, either way.
Yeah.
You can still be taught.
Absolutely.
At any level. That's what's most important, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, anyone can be taught.
That's what's good to hear.
So Emily Williams of Literacy Connections is, with so many things, it starts at home. I know that I'm the father of two and the grandfather of four. Kathy is the world's youngest grandmother, of course. And we all read to the kids. You know, mm-hmm. Before they could read, you read books to them and they would pick it up. In fact, I will tell you one story. My granddaughter is from Massachusetts, and I'm reading her a book. She's 4 years old, going on 14. And, you know, it's something about the bunny hopped through the forest. And she said, "Grandpa, it's forest, not forest." I said, "Your grandfather's born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. It's forest." Our guest on Radio Rotary is Emily Williams of Illiteracy Connection. You know, folks want help with literacy. I'm sure you have a website, Emily. What is the website? How do they contact you?
Our website is just literacyconnections.org. Easy to get to. Our email is info@literacyconnections.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. I have our great guest, Emily Williams of Literacy Connections. Repeat that in the next portion of the program.
Emily, you mentioned right off the bat that you are a 501c3. So I am hopefully presuming correctly that there is no charge for this program for anybody who needs your services.
Correct. We provide all of our programs and services free of charge for students. Our programs are supported by state and local government grants, other foundations, individual supporters, and then we do a couple of fundraisers throughout the year as well.
I'm going to find out more about the great work of Literacy Connections from our terrific guest, Emily Williams, after Kathy Kruger tells us through her reading, which she does very well, who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Thanks, Jonah. Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so be sure to stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/artbytrieb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast and never miss an episode. We are on every popular podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast today. Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser, and with me is our co-host, Kathy Kruger, and she's going to introduce our guest, who's just terrific. Kathy, take it away.
Yeah, we have a wonderful guest today. We have Emily Williams, and she is talking about the great and much-needed work of Literacy Connections. So welcome, Emily, and by all means, please just give us a little review about what Literacy Connections is, and you're the program director. I don't know if I didn't mention that earlier, so that's a huge job, and we thank you for what you do.
Thank you. So Literacy Connections pairs volunteer tutors with students, mostly adult students who are either low levels of literacy or English language learners. We have a lot of students who are just learning English and can really use that that extra instruction. They might be fully literate in their native language, but then they come here and English is a challenge and a struggle for them. And so we have a lot of students who are just learning English as well. And then we also work with some elementary school students here in Dutchess County through our Book Buddies program.
Explain what that is all about, the Book Buddies program.
Yeah, our Book Buddies program pairs, again, volunteers with elementary school students, mostly in third and fourth grade. With the students, they read together, could be anything. They can read something for the classroom or, you know, a book for fun, just getting that extra one-on-one attention from somebody who's not their teacher or their parent. So they have a lot of ability and time to make mistakes and not have any judgment from their peers or anything like that. We find, and the research shows that if you aren't reading at grade level by third grade, that's like really the cutoff point, because third grade is the transition to where you stop learning to read and start reading to learn. So, fourth grade and above, the teachers aren't teaching how to read anymore. You get your book, you get your materials, you read it to learn whatever comes next. So that third grade level is really the crucial turning point in a lot of students' education.
That's something I learned today. Okay.
Yeah. There's an old saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So reading to children as toddlers, you know, get those Sesame Street books and all the other Cocoa Melon. That's big with my grandchildren. I don't quite understand it, but that's big with them. All these books. Peppa the Pig from Great Britain.
I remember.
Peppa the Pig from Great Britain. That's big. Read to them. It doesn't have to cost you a fortune to go out and buy these books, because you have a wonderful institution in your hometowns, folks, called the library. And I'm sure they've got a big children's section. I know it was a big thrill for me when our teacher, I think it must have been first or second grade, walked us to the library. We all got library cards, and we could take out a certain number of books every Friday for the weekend. Is that something that's still in vogue, Emily Williams?
At the libraries, I'm not sure. I would assume so.
You would encourage that, though, right?
I would encourage bringing books home, either from a school library if there is one, or a local library. And the more books you have at home, the more likely it is you or your kids are going to read them. And so, you know, if you show as an adult, you're reading your own book, your kid's going to see, oh, look, reading's fun. Reading's something I can do when I'm bored, or, you know, whatever it may be. And the more they see it, the more likely they will be to do it themselves.
Right. Now, your volunteers that help out, like with Book Buddies and so forth, what is the, time commitment or qualifications of your volunteers?
Which is very important information for us, because our Rotary clubs would love to help you out.
Exactly.
So for Book Buddies, the commitment is about 45 minutes a week, maybe. We do ask our volunteers to commit to a full year. And that's just to provide the continuity with the student and really be able to feel like they can make a difference. No qualifications other than being able to read and having the time and desire to go and read with a child. Our other volunteers for our adult programs, also no real qualifications needed. Our volunteers do go through an online training when they're working with adults, either for basic literacy, those who are reading at low levels, or English as a new language for students. There's two different trainings. Volunteers are welcome and encouraged to take both, and that way they can be matched with either type of student. But some volunteers have a preference for one or the other, and so just depends on what they're looking for. Again, we ask for a year commitment, mm-hmm. and usually with the adults, it's two-ish, maybe a little bit more hours per week that they'd be meeting with the students, and a little bit of like prep time beforehand.
And again, there's no charge for this online training, I take it, either.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So if literacy is important to you at home, here's how Emily can be reached. Give us the website and the email again, and folks, come get that pencil and paper. Emily, we'll repeat it in the third portion of the program. Emily?
Yeah, our website is literacyconnections.org. Our email is info@literacyconnections.org, and our phone number is 845-452-8670.
So get that pencil and paper, folks, especially Rotarians out there, because we'd love to help. Literacy is one of our big Rotarian goals, world literacy. Give Emily a call at what number again?
845-452-8670.
We'll go to literaryconnections.org, right?
Yep, literacyconnections.org.
All right, Kathy.
And Literacy Connections is a 501c3, and you provide all these wonderful services for absolutely free. How are you funded? How are you able to do this?
Yeah, we are funded by state and local government grants, foundations such as the Dyson Foundation. Our Book Buddies program is funded partly by United Way. We have individual supporters, people who just come across us and want to donate. And then we have fundraising events throughout the year to raise money as well.
You know, we have a minute to go, and I promised the listeners I would tell them about that Dennis Weaver movie. It's called Bluffing It from 1987. If you can find it out there on Netflix or something else, get it. It's about an adult man who works as a foreman in industry and had Baking It Till You Make It, as Emily says. Bluffing It is the name of the film with Dennis Weaver. Shows how he didn't know how to read but still could cope. But then when computers came in, they found out, and he had to go get the kind of training that and education Emily's talking about. Emily, what got you interested in this kind of work?
You know, that's a good question. I have kind of an interesting background and career path. We won't get into that, but I have spent 10 years working with various literacy organizations. I was working in New York City for a while, and then moved up here to Poughkeepsie, where I found Literacy Connections. And I really just, it was the type of work that I volunteered to do when I was in school, and found that I get a lot of joy from seeing our students succeed, and from working with different volunteers, and really just seeing those success stories is what makes us all keep doing what we do.
We'll so it was like a perfect match.
Right. We'll talk about some of those success stories right after these messages, so stay tuned.
And an upcoming special event that we need to talk about.
Can't wait. Yes. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Kathy Kruger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Kruger, at 845-702-4410 for full details or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboise. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, who's also our producer. And of course, the job of the producer is to book great guests. And she has outdone herself this time as she introduced our terrific guest for part three. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thanks, Jonah. And this was easy. Emily got back to me right away when I begged her to be a guest on our show, when I got the information about an upcoming event. She is with Literacy Connections. And Emily, she is the program director. And Emily, please tell us one more time just a tad bit about Literacy Connections and your big, huge, wait a minute, it's your anniversary, number one, and then tell us about your big upcoming event.
I will. All right. Literacy Connections is a nonprofit organization that recruits, trains, and supports volunteers to provide one-on-one or small group tutoring to adults who are at low levels of literacy or English language learners and working with children in elementary schools. And then in just about 2 weeks, we have our 30th anniversary community spelling bee.
Yay!
It's taking place on March 19th at Marist College. And the Spelling Bee is a fun-filled annual event that brings high school and college students, as well as adults of all ages, together for some friendly competition that helps to support our literacy instructions for adults and children. It's a community signature event that's held each year in March, and we have more than 75 local businesses and organizations who support the Spelling Bee. It's designed to really bring people together for fun, for a good cause, and a little friendly competition.
And if people want to get involved in the Spelling Bee, either as participants or as just to come and watch the fun and the excitement at Marist College. What is your contact information, Emily Williams?
Yeah, my contact information, our phone number is 845-452-8670. Our website is literacyconnections.org. And you can reach us at info@literacyconnections.org with any questions, interests, whatever, for the Spelling Bee or in general.
And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. Our great guest, Emily Williams, will repeat that before the close of the show. And the Spelling Bee again at Marist College is what date and time?
It is Tuesday, March 19th, and it'll start around 9:10, depending on how long it takes everybody to get in. But we will have teams of two spellers who will battle it out for the crown of the Spelling Bee. And yeah, it'll be a fun event that we have.
Now, in the 30 years that you've had this, what's the longest, most difficult word that people had to spell?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You know, I gave out dictionaries to our third graders at West Road School not too long ago. And there's a word that has like, I don't know, like 1,000 letters. It's some kind of amino acid or something like that. But yeah, I miss spelling. You know, when I was a kid growing up, and I won't even tell you how old I am, we used to do that in school. You'd go from one class to another and you'd have spelling contests. I don't think they do that anymore in schools. And I'm so glad that you do the spelling bee, because I think kids don't spell like they used to. Is that?
Well, I seem to remember I came from the era where when I got to high school, they said spelling doesn't count.
And I think that's so sad, you know, because they might Google something on their phones and so forth, but unless they know what word, like, you know, you can spell there how many, 3 different ways or whatever, and unless they are using it grammatically correct, they could be spelling it incorrectly in a sentence. And I don't think that kids are learning necessarily maybe the right way to use the word. Am I wrong there, Emily?
No, I don't think so. There are some helpful tools that kind of let you get away with that.
Let you get away. See, I don't let my grandchildren get away with it, though, and they get mad at me.
When you're using your phone, you got a bunch of stuff that helps you out. But
yeah. And then I get yelled at when I correct my grandchildren about on their texts and their emails.
So, Emily Williams, if I gave you a magic wand and you could cure illiteracy, how would you go about it? Just more of what you're doing now and more organizations like Literacy Connections? Or is there something that either the educational system or the government at large could implement to make sure that 1/3 of the population of this country are not functionally illiterate?
I can only do one thing?
Oh, no.
Take as many as you can do in the next 3 minutes.
As many as you can think of.
All right. So I think one thing that I would do is just take away the stigma from those who are struggling with reading.
Yes.
So that it's not hard to ask for help. If you need help, and you know, nobody cares, doesn't matter. Get all the help you need. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe if I could only do one thing would be that, because that helps children and adults. Like, nobody wants to be singled out as the person who can't read and is asking for help. So, that's one thing. Another would be, I don't know, fixing the educational system. So
there
that,
you go.
Magic wand. Just so that you don't have students who are able to fall behind, so that you have the support that they need, whether that's more teachers, individualized instruction, curriculum. You know, there are lots of things that could be done differently. But I think once you fall behind, it's really, really hard to pull yourself back up to where you should be.
Emily, I had a quick question. What about maybe a child or an adult that had a disability and was unable to be at school? Is there a home-based program that you have, too, that somebody could volunteer to go to someone's home? Is that a possibility? I'm not sure how this works.
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Our instruction does have to happen in person, and our volunteers and tutors are not allowed to meet at each other's homes just for there's a bunch of reasons.
Probably have to be at a school or a library. I get that part. I do. I'm just thinking it, you know, if somebody had a disability and it was difficult for them to get to a library or, you know, a public place, for example.
So Emily Williams of Literacy Connections, in a minute we have left, invite everybody to contact you with your contact information and invite them to that great spelling bee at Marist College.
Yes.
All right. So if anyone wants to give us a call, you can reach us at 845-452-8670. Email info@literacyconnections.org. And our website is just literacyconnections.org. On Tuesday, March 19th, we are having our 30th annual Community Spelling Bee at Marist College. If you'd like to come, be a speller, just watch. We are still happily accepting sponsorships and donations and all of that fun stuff that goes along with doing a fundraiser. But again, Tuesday, March 19th at Marist College is our spelling bee.
Emily Williams, thank you so much for everything you do to bring literacy home to the masses. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And who has us as sponsors this week, Kathy?
We are so lucky to have wonderful sponsors like the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and Mental Health America of Dutchess County, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treve-Wassa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.